Today, what I wanted to share with you is a few things about, pardon me, about this saying from Paul, where he says, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. And I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, well, how do you do that? So I thought I'd share with you a few things about how to do that. There's a lot in the readings today that we could ask that question about. How do you do that? You know, how do you bind things on earth and then in heaven and all that? There's a few things that we could do. But I landed on offering your bodies as a living sacrifice. So what I want to do to jump into that is to offer you a quiz, a one-question quiz, because I don't really have a good story or other illustration, but a quiz will work very nicely this morning. Here it is. If you planted an acorn, what would you get? Does anybody know? Are you sure somebody knows? I can't hear you yet.
An oak tree,
that's right, good. All right, you had me going there for a second. You get an oak tree, you plant an acorn, and you get an oak tree. And that I find that is the case with every kind of seed. You plant a tomato seed, you get a tomato. You plant a pumpkin seed, you get a pumpkin, and so forth. That's the way it works with our life in Christ. Eternal life, or new life in Jesus, it's like a seed planted in your heart, and it grows. And the only thing that comes from it is it transforms life in Christ. And all that is by the work of God. So if you have received that in whatever way, and there's an infinite number of ways to receive it, but if you have received new life in Christ, what will come of that is a transformed life in Christ. And that's what I want to unpack with you today, because that will lead us to how to offer your body as a living sacrifice. Okay, everybody okay? All right, great, good. Here we go. I want you to notice in this passage in Romans that the first word in the portion that we read today is therefore. And of course, this is the first verse of the 12th chapter. And when the word therefore is in the text, one of the things that it means is that the part that was immediately preceding is very significant and very important. But we don't have that part that's preceding, at least in the selection for today. So I thought I would just review that briefly. It's fairly simple anyway, but very, very significant and important. Paul speaks in chapter 11 about the salvation of the world, the salvation of the Jews, and the greatness of God. And in fact, the very last verse of chapter 11 says, "For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen." And then he says, "Therefore, I urge you, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice." So because of the mercy of God, which encompasses all of creation and has a special place for the Jews and for us, and because of everything is from him and through him and to him, more than we can imagine or describe, because of all that, therefore, Paul urges us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. And he says to do it as our spiritual worship. So we have our physical bodies. We present them as a living sacrifice. The first implication is that it's not once and done. I'm very thankful for that. But we present them as a living sacrifice. And that is, in fact, our spiritual worship. And it's all because of the greatness of God that he describes in the previous chapter. Now, the reason that we do this, that we present our bodies as a sacrifice, is to increase our growth in God and our love for God. It is not so that we earn more from God. It's not so that we deserve to receive more from God, or that we've done enough that now we can get an answer from God, or whatever it is we might need. It is so that we continue growing in God and becoming more and more like Jesus. Remember, it's a seed, and the seed only becomes what the seed is. And in this case, it is that full life in Christ. See, we already have that new life that was planted in us, and we receive more from God so that we can continue to grow in that new life in Christ that we already have. And we don't do that, of course, on our own power, as you would know. We need God's power to keep growing in that life in Christ. So what Paul writes also in this reading that we have is to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. A very important step in how to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. Now, when we think of renewal, usually what we're thinking of is cleaning things up, getting things reorganized, maybe getting some new equipment, getting things straightened up in some manner or another. And in church, sometimes we think of renewal as getting a new program or pastor so that the church will grow. You know, just get something new, and then we'll renew the church, and the church will start growing. And I want you to know, I'm not against making changes or improvements. I think they're very important and essential. What I find is that most renewal activities, which are like that, let's get this new thing or new staff or new whatever, renewal activities that churches plan are in fact survival strategies. We don't want the church to die. We want more people to come. We need this, we need that, so we're going to renew the church so people will be more attractive. That is a survival strategy. And there's nothing wrong with surviving, by the way. And I want you to know that. That's just fine. I just want to call it what it is. What I find is that most renewal activities in the church do not have as of a part of their thinking or what's going on within them anything about the new life in Christ that we already have and how we grow in that. And when Paul says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That renewing of our mind is an essential part of the process of offering our bodies as a living sacrifice, so that the seed of new life that we already have continues to grow and we continue to mature in it. And I think that's because of the word renewal and the way we usually think of it, that we miss that point. And I think it's better to think of renewal more like regeneration. That's kind of the bigger word for born again. That our mind, the pattern of our thinking, our minds are actually regenerated, made completely different by the Spirit of God. That pattern in which we think becomes the pattern which is the pattern of Jesus, as opposed to the pattern of anything else. And when that pattern is the pattern which our thoughts are going along, then we're on the path of offering our bodies as a living sacrifice. Now, getting to that pattern is not something that we do on our own. We don't do mental exercises or Christian crossword puzzles or anything like that so that we are thinking Christian thoughts. What we want is a pattern of thinking, a pattern of life that nurtures that seed of new life that Jesus planted within us. And that's we receive more so that we can do that. Remember, it's not a process of deserving more from God that we, in a way that we've earned it. is to grow in that new life. And we develop that pattern of thinking, and we develop that maturity of the new life in Christ by actual physical things that we do. That's what it is to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. There are physical things that we do that renew our minds and help us to offer our bodies in that way. And I'll give you a short list here. Going to any specific spot to pray, that's a physical activity. You actually get up from where you are and go over to that spot. And you are led to that spot because maybe there's no distractions, or you'll sense the presence of God there in some way or another that's important to you. So you do that. And then as you do that regularly, you develop that pattern. And you physically go to that spot and do that. And that's a manner of offering your body as a living sacrifice. Another example is fasting. Now, you could argue that that's physically not doing something, but it's still physical. It's not in the realm of the imaginary. If you're fasting, you're physically doing something to offer your body as a living sacrifice to God. If you develop a pattern of fasting so that you can tell God, I'm hungrier for you than what it is I'm fasting from, you are offering your body as a living sacrifice. Another example is prayer walking, maybe around your house or around your neighborhood, in one way or another. You could do, if you're driving, you could do drive-by praying somewhere. These are physical things that we do. And if you develop a pattern of that, that becomes a rhythm of offering your body as a living sacrifice that nurtures the seed of new life that's growing within you, and you are transformed by the regeneration of your pattern of thinking. Let me give you another example. Holding up your hands while you pray. I mean, you can just sit there and hold them up. You can hold them up like this if you want, but whatever. Some physical means of showing that you're receiving from God or surrendering to God. That's a physical activity. You don't even have to get up from your chair to do it if you don't want to. But that's something that if you were to develop the pattern of that, you begin then offering your body as a living sacrifice. And your mind starts becoming more and more like the mind of Christ. Now, that can take a long time, that's for sure. I don't think it'll actually happen overnight or quickly, but it's a rhythm of that offering. Let me give you one more example, and some of you do this regularly anyway, or things like it. Bringing food to an actual hungry person because you're following Jesus, that's a physical thing that you would do somehow or another. If you do that regularly, because you know when you feed the hungry, you're feeding Jesus. When you do it to the least of these, you've done it to me. And if that becomes a pattern in your life, that pattern is a pattern of offering your body as a living sacrifice. And it begins to bring the pattern of your thinking into a pattern of new life. And you're growing and maturing in Jesus in that way. Now, you might be thinking of other activities too, and they would be great. Maybe you're already doing some other activities as a pattern or rhythm in your life, and that is absolutely wonderful. That's the thing to do. And to keep connected with Jesus as you do it, it is the way to keep growing in Jesus. I want to encourage you to do that. It's connecting with Jesus in a pattern and in a rhythm. Like that, just like that. That's what will help you grow. Another way of thinking about it, a phrase that may be helpful to you is, you are what you love. And what you love, you keep doing. And the more you keep doing it, the more you love it. That's the rhythm of the Christian life, of following Jesus. The more you go to that spot to pray, the more you love that prayer time. The more you develop that pattern of fasting, the more you love what happens while you fast. The more you have that rhythm of prayer walking, the more you love engaging with God in that. The more you hold up your hands when you pray, the more you love what happens within your heart when that goes on. The more you feed the hungry, clothe the naked, do these things that Jesus asked, the more you love the encounter with Jesus you have along with that person that you may be reaching out to. That's the pattern of the transformed mind. So as you do these things you routinely do, that's what you'll find will happen. Your maturity in new life in Jesus will grow as you take on the routine and rhythm of doing what Jesus asks you to do. Your perception of the will of God will grow as you routinely do the things Jesus asks you to do. Then, you know, it's not just once and done, but it'll routinely doing it is what will increase your perception of the will of God. And just to underline that, do not conform to the pattern of this world, it reads in Romans, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. That's the result of the process of offering your body as a living sacrifice to God. And remember, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, it's not overnight, but it's over the long haul of our lives that that happens. So let me leave you with this question that I want to ask you. What routine or rhythm or habit is Jesus asking of you today that you might take up and adopt into the pattern of your life? See if you can focus on just one and add it in and see what happens. See what happens over the long haul. All right, let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you call us to having renewed minds and to offering our bodies as living sacrifices to you. We ask that you would guide us in these paths. Help us with these patterns and rhythms. Enable us to grow and mature in the new life that you have given us, and that we bear fruit that gives glory to you, and that this would happen all the days of our lives, all so that you would have all the glory. And we ask that in your name. Amen.
Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering to sacrifice to God.